I'm Ding. I'm the bell.
Ding the bell, ding, ding the bell.
Welcome to Ding the Bell.
Oh, what happened to the music?
What? The music just played. Didn't you hear?
I didn't hear any.
No, I just did.
Oh, okay. All right.
Ding, 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 the ding.
Ah, yeah. Ah. Yes. Okay. So. Well, let's talk about allergy first. Sorry for changing.
Blow up the microphone.
Sorry for changing order, but I gotta talk about this allergy. My eyes, my eyeball's still there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not, my mascara is sticking all over. Ah, so horrible.
Oh my gosh. Welcome back, people.
Welcome back. Hello. I'm the bell.
Oh my gosh, we forgot about that. Hi, I'm Ding.
I'm the bell gang.
We're back with one eye.
One eye. Oh my gosh, yes. Ah, it hurts. Why are you laughing? Say something, John. Oh, Ding.
Turn over when you're
laughing. Can you lead me, please? Okay, well, I think this season is really bad for people who have allergy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Your allergy is bad too.
My allergy is bad, but I have prescription and I think I'm okay.
I have prescription and I have taken medicine too, but why it happened?
Because you came to my house and we have cats. That's why.
But your cat loves me.
Yeah, I know. Chai loves you.
Yeah, he was making sound like goro 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 goro.
That's called purring.
Goro 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 goro. In Japan, we say goro goro goro.
Goro goro goro.
Goro 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 goro.
Neko.
Yeah, neko. Oh, it's funny thing. Let's talk about this.
Wait, what is the word of the ding? Oh, no, wait. That's people, because we... Okay, for the last four shows we did, and then after we did all those four shows, I realized that... Sorry. We realized that we... it's only more appropriate if the show is called... I mean, the segment is called Word of the Bell. Because it is your bell. It's your word. It was my email coming in. So, anyway... It's Word of the Bell.
Uh-huh.
So we will call it Word of the Bells.
Oh,
do you
okay.
want to start Word of the Bell? What word is it?
Which one was it today? Check the please. We have too many lists of those. Wasn't it the actress name?
Oh, yeah, that? That's right.
Okay, who...
Oh, wait. Yeah, say the word first. Oh, Word of the Day!
Hi! Word of the Day... What? What was the bell, right?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
What was the bell one night?
Word of the bell. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay, lead me. I can't see you anymore.
Okay, so, the bell, please tell us what is the word of the bell today?
Sigani weeper. Sigani weeper.
Okay, Sigani weeper. Can you use the word in a sentence?
Yes. I really like Sigourney Weaver, who played in... Oh, I am giving an answer.
It's okay.
Okay, so, I really like the actors who did in Alien, the main characters. Find out who was it. Wasn't it? I can't think anything. I can't see. I can't think anything. Wasn't it? Example? You help me.
No, I said make a sentence with the word, the two words, Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, okay. All right.
You just escaped it.
Should I erase it and do it again?
No.
Okay.
It's funnier.
Sigourney Weaver.
We don't have time, please. We spent like 2 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Quickly.
Sigourney Weaver is very good actress in Aliens.
Okay. I'm sure you know what that means already. Yes. But anyway, so... How do you
spell Sigourney Weaver?
I don't know.
Oh, W E P E R E E R. That's Sigourney we pee.
We pee. We pee on the floor. Oh, anyway, oh my gosh, that's so... Okay. If you think the last four shows were bad... Oh, sorry, okay, move on. So, anyway, what is our topic? Wait, tell me what number I am. What number? When I speak like that, what number is it? Is 21? 21? 9? 21, 9 is good? Okay, 21, 9 is good.
29.
What about yourself?
I am 21. I'm 21 over
You're
here.
You're louder, right?
Yeah, 21 and 9.
Okay.
Jeez.
Okay, so we're about the same then.
Okay.
Okay. We're talking about our...
Okay. Concentrate. Oh, I feel like some eyeball is coming out from my eyes.
No, it's not. It's all in your head.
Oh, okay.
She's having really bad allergies on her eyes because the cat came up. Yeah. And she's allergic to cats. And yeah. So.
And it, the dinged cat gorgolod meat.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So anyway,
let's talk about emails we have. Thank you for everybody who they're responding our emails and then responding our email, but responding our show. We got some email comments about stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I had to organize it like that.
Okay.
Yeah, things going to a different direction again. So okay, the person who okay, go ding.
You're too loud. Did you hear that clunk when you
Yes.
When you're too loud. Okay, when you think that you're too loud, move away or you turn to the side.
Okay.
Okay, maybe I put it lower.
Sorry.
Sorry, the whole microphone fell. And the ding very loud. That's very loud, the ding.
It's about, it's the ding, the ding again. No.
Okay. So sorry about that, people. You know I'm not gonna edit that. Okay.
Okay, so let's talk about the emails. So we got from the person. Who's that? Who was that?
This person. Okay, this person. She doesn't want to. She doesn't want to. She doesn't want us to tell you who she is. But she sent us a question. She told us this person. From Japan. Nancy.
Uh-oh.
But she doesn't want us to tell who she is.
Oh.
Did you not see this email?
I think I did.
This is the Sarong Party Girl. So responding to Sarong Party Girl, this person that shall remain nameless sent us a question. And the question is, how many Sarong Party Girls does it take to screw a light bulb?
I don't know. What is Sarong Party Girl?
I explained to you last time. Remember?
I don't.
Yes.
You know, my brain system. Yes, I have to tell you another show.
Another show. Yeah.
Oh
my gosh, I'm sorry.
I forgot. Yeah.
So.
Quickly explain, please.
So, Sarong Party Girl is, remember that I said, like, Asian women or men who wear sarong and they only like to, like, white men.
Ah, I don't think you told me that.
Riffs, we talk about them. That's why he came. That's why Nancy. I mean, oops. There's somebody who.
Oops.
That's why there's somebody who doesn't have a name said that. It's
sorry,
somebody.
My brain file system is.
Right,
corrupted.
I think her brain is coming out with her eyeball.
It's coming out. My brain booger is coming out.
Yes. So anyway, this lady from Japan. Send us this question. How many Sarong Party Girls does it take to screw a light bulb? The answer is none. Do you know why?
Why?
Because Sarong Party Girls don't screw anything that's yellow.
Okay, I don't understand. I don't understand the joke. Is that supposed to be funny?
Yes.
What is a yellow?
Do I have to explain? Well, yellow means like Asian, you know, like
ah.
Screw as in fuck.
Ah.
Because light bulb is yellow color.
Ah, I had to think like that.
It's funnier. The joke. No, your no response is funnier than the joke.
Okay, next.
Cannot touch the table.
You have been touching. What? Are you loud.
Too loud.
You can't do that.
Too loud.
Okay, next.
Why was it not loud before?
Maybe you have to change the volume or something. I don't know. Maybe my eyeball is fallen. I'm losing an eyebrow too.
Maybe I'm so. Oh, by the way, Nancy from Japan. This for real, fuck. For real, Nancy said that our eyebrows look really good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Nancy.
Yeah. Okay. She also sent in the question. So if you want to send us questions of any kind, any sort, you can send it to Ding the Bell. That's DINGDABELL at gmail.com. And you can also send a question on our comment site and we will also read it there. And I think for next week, we will read the listener K's question next week.
Okay. And then I think Nancy also asked another question.
It says, do you want to shoot this show? I thought this is an allergy show.
Oh. Okay, allergy so bad.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is allergies. I want to. So when did you realize you have allergies? When did you realize you have allergies? When did you start to have allergies?
Well, that was a long time ago when I first got here.
Is your number okay?
Yeah, number is 21. 1990. Oh, can I say yeah? Like a long time ago, and then you know before I got here. You know, I didn't have allergies. Just, my story is so unorganized. Anyway, when I first got here, and then, of course, then all of a sudden, I felt really itch for my eyes.
Itchy.
Itchy.
Itchy eye?
Itchy eye. So,
did you know from what?
I didn't know, so I was scratching my eyes so bad. Then my eyeball sort of falling apart.
Falling apart!
And then... I had to go emergency room.
Where was it? At CMSU?
At the, yeah, Warrensburg.
CMSU?
CMSU, anyway. So I went
CMSU?
To...
CMSU?
KOMSU. And then when my ex-roommate took me to the emergency...
Who?
That person I don't want to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, and then...
you should do this.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, she was... Yeah, she took me there.
Uh-huh.
Then doctor, he took a look at my eyes and said...
This is in America, right?
America, of course, in Warrensburg. Yeah. And then said, I have allergy. So that was just an allergy reaction.
Oh.
So gave me the eye medicine, eye drops, and pill to take. So then that I got better. So since then, I really had to take medicine.
So you never had that in Japan then?
No, I never had.
Oh.
Yes.
So interesting where you have it now. What number am I? When I speak like that, what number am I?
Kind of lower. Lower than 9.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like that?
You know, the doctor said, like, yeah. Everybody has allergy, you know, certain number, like certain percentage of the allergy, whatever, that you can take in your body.
Yeah.
So kind of like, you know, when you have like a saline, is it saline you call? For what? The what, cylinder or what is it called? Like for the experiment thing? The clear glass looking thing? What is it called? Anyway, like a bottle. If you have an empty bottle, let's say, if you like drop the one drop, like a, you know, like a water drop kind of thing.
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to explain.
Okay.
When you think about the empty cups. When you pour the water in, it would go all the way up and then floated, right?
Overflow
and stuff too. It happened to human body too.
Okay, wait. You should do this. You should talk slower.
Okay. Well, anyway, so I'm trying to explain with my eyes. One eye.
It's okay. You don't talk with your eyeball, so that's fine.
It's so hard.
Do you think with your eyeball?
My eyeball's losing. Oh, my eyebrow.
Your eyebrow. She's losing her eyebrow.
So anyway, doctor said, just like a human body, just like kind of allergy, like, you know, your body can, you know, hold a certain percentage of the allergy or something.
Oh,
so
if it's too
just
much?
Like, exactly. Just like an empty cup, if the cup is already, you know, overflow, uh-huh. You will still have a reaction.
Oh.
So, but if you, let's say, I never had an allergy reaction.
Now, does that
before.
Mean that if you're fat, you can take more allergies because there's more of you to take it?
Probably not. It doesn't matter. But that the doctor explained. So I was like, oh, that makes sense. So since I reached my maximum point,
You start to overflow.
Oh yeah, oh my gosh.
That's why your eyeballs flow out.
I'm done talking about allergy. This is not helping me.
But let me see. Is that my chair or your chair?
Your chair. You will keep moving. So noisy. Too.
Oh my god. I'm allergic to my chair. Let me change to a different chair.
Oh my gosh. So anyway, if you have an allergy, I hear your If you have allergies, bad reaction like me, I understand your feeling. You're not alone. So send me comment with your bad allergy experience.
Tell us what your which kind of pills help you. Shit, my chair is still inky.
Okay, don't move. My pill.
What?
I was taking Zetac. I was taking Zetac before. It didn't work. So I changed to Allegra. Allegra. Oh, my eyes are so hard.
Well, okay. So now, are you allergic to any food?
Not so much, but cat.
Do you eat cat? I don't eat cat. Do you eat chai? I asked you, are you allergic to any food? You said, not so much, but I didn't catch. I thought only Chinese people eat cat.
I don't eat cat. No dog.
What do you eat? That's weird. Oh, sorry, change your topic. Okay, let's try to keep this straight.
Okay.
So we'll talk about allergies. Okay. I remember when I was little too, I don't know what I'm allergic to, but I remember I used to always dig my fingers in my eyes because I always feel like I have
something.
Thread.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like strings inside your
eyes. Me too.
So I have to use my finger and pull the whole string out.
Yeah. What is this? But that is for the allergy thing, I think.
Yeah. So, but I didn't know that there was allergies. I have that when
You had allergy, honey, yes.
When I was little, you know, at home in Malaysia, I think I'm allergic to dust.
Oh, you have house dust?
I think so. Because when I was used to sleep, like every night if I lay down and I turn on the fan, and then I have like really bad allergic reaction. And then I have, what number am I?
You're good.
I'm good. I hear like myself, it's not very clear.
Well, then I think that would, you know, my doctor told me that I do have everything. Like that when they check my blood for the, you know, what type of allergy.
I've never
had
that tested.
I did. And the doctor was like, oh, you have everything.
You're allergic to everything?
Everything.
Oh.
Like powder, flower powder, palm tree.
What?
What are you doing? Flower powder.
Flower. Oh,
flower.
Okay, not cooking flower, but
no.
the blooming flower.
Yeah, for the, you know, like a yellow powder.
Pollen.
Yeah, pollen. Couldn't think about the word. Pollen and house dust. Cat.
Are you allergic to good food?
Cat?
No, not a cat. Good food.
Nope.
Cream. Ice cream.
Why am I allergic for ice cream?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
If I were allergic, I'm not going to be this fat.
Peanuts. Are you allergic to peanuts? Not penis. Peanuts.
When I say the peanuts, sounds like penis, isn't it?
Yeah, everybody's.
How come people laugh about...
Peanuts.
Penis.
Okay,
Then we have to move on.
Okay. What, peanuts?
Peanuts is okay. Milk, okay. But I really don't like having too much whole milk.
Too much whole milk? Why?
I never really liked it.
What kind of milk do you like?
Skim.
Because you're thin?
Because it tastes like water.
Ew, I don't like it. I like creamy, so I like whole milk. I only drink whole milk.
Well, you know, I was talking to my mother-in-law. She's a nurse, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, she said, the doctor said, actually.
Yeah.
You know, people trying to lose weight. And
yeah,
skim milk is good because fat-free, whatever. However, doctor
sugar
said...
Sugar is very high.
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly.
I am very good at that, yes.
That's right. So, if you have tried to have like fat-free product, actually it's the sodium level is higher and the sugar is higher.
Is higher.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you stick with whole milk or whole like real butter, that's actually better because your body will burn your fat when you exercise.
You just don't need too much.
Yeah, don't eat too much, but stick with the natural stuff. So I said, then maybe 1%, 2% is better than skim milk. It is better.
Yeah.
If you are like on diet or something.
We're still totally off topic.
Yeah, but I think it's helpful,
maybe,
right?
Are we talking about diet next week?
Yeah, we'll talk about diet. Okay, well, all right then. So fast. Our show goes by so fast.
Okay, this is our timer telling us the birds are here, and then we have to go. And now let's reveal the word of the ding, word of the bell.
What so is the this? Answer?
Yeah, the answer what, of...
I don't know if I can say the right or not. Sigourney Weaver. Yeah. Sigourney Weaver, the actress from
Sigourney
the Alien.
Weaver.
Yay!
Okay. So,
please watch Alien 1, 2, 3 again. It's really exciting.
Okay.
We are watching now.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Me and my husband, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Bye,
okay,
babe.
Okay. Bye. Please send us bye, babe. What do you say, bye, babe? That he always said bye, babe on the phone to his, lovely
husband.
Person. Yeah. So that's why it was bye, babe, whatever.
Okay. Bye, okay. Ladies.
Bye, ladies. You know it's all ladies. Anyway, thanks
everyone,
for listening. Thanks
everyone,
for listening to the ding the bell.
The word.
Mata laishu, aimasho.
Thank you for listening to Ding the Bell at dingthebell.com. If you want to listen to, if you want to send us questions, you can send us at dingthebell@gmail.com, or you can go to dingthebell.com and send us your comments. In the comments area, send us your question, and we'll try to answer it, like we did Nancy's question, even though there's not really a real question. But we want real question. We want real question and topics that you want both of us, like, ask us about. What is that noise? Is that my computer?
Maybe. Then, ask us to talk about. And also, please remember that we have only 20 minutes for each show. So if your topic is really big, we might not gonna be able to answer everything. But we will catch up for the next show again. All right. Well, then, all right. We'll wrap it up.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ding, ding, ding.
Did it stop? What is that? Oh, it's a stupid computer.
Has I didn't hear anything.
No, it's not stopped yet. Did I not hit record? Maybe we didn't hit record earlier.
That was such a funny show.
It wasn't actually, it was kind of bad.